proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Bratson, and with me in studio today is our good friend and Jewish believer, Didier Silverstein. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Didier was recently with us at our four-day focus that we have here every year at IBJM in Hickson, Tennessee. And Didier, on our last program, we actually heard you giving your testimony how you went from darkness to light. And now you are sharing God's light in Marseille, France. Can you tell us a little bit about your ministry and how the Lord has used you there?
Yeah, I'm born in Marseille, but accepted the Lord in Paris. And I've been taught to become preacher or teacher or pastor. And I worked for years in north of France, in Lille, southwest, in Montauban. But 8 years ago, the Lord clearly called us to go back to Marseille. And there are a lot of Jews there. It's a big community. Maybe I can say in French, 80 mille. You can translate that if you know
80,000?
Yes, 80,000, yeah. So, we are called here, and I know well the city, but I was thinking maybe it will be easy to speak to the Jewish. We know that they are in Marseille people that are very nice people, open to speak. You know, it's a place with a lot of sun, so everybody is happy. But finally, I discovered arriving that the Jewish community were very, how can I say, closed. You know, it was difficult to have a real relation with them. We can have discussion about anything. We play soccer, we speak soccer or things like that. But speaking of the religion was really more difficult. So I asked the Lord, please help me to just have a little hole in the almond. You see what I mean? To come in. And the Lord used my wife for that. She found a paper. It was written, there was a choir for Hebrew songs, and they were searching for singers. And I said, oh, maybe it's a good idea. And the Lord really used that to connect with a lot of Jewish people from different synagogue, we say in French, assembly. And also, I'm passing track in the streets, and I love that because it's so easy to speak with people. You are in the street, and if the Lord opens the discussion, you speak very clearly of the gospel. You don't have to turn around a hole or anything like that.
Well, Didier, and as you've experienced this, would you say that the Jewish people have been open to hearing the presentation of the gospel?
Oh, they don't seem to be too much in France, and maybe I don't know how it is, how it works in different cities in the world, but in France, they are, we can say, they want to be protected because during a long time, you know, because of Holocaust, also because of the anti-Semitism, now because of the Muslims trying to do sad and dirty things for them. They want to be protected. So it's the same thing for religion things. They are not very open. They believe, oh, you are, if you believe in Jesus, you are not anymore a Jew and so it's difficult. But finally, you take time, you have relation more just trying to explain in the first minutes you meet them. And with that, now the relation is good and, I see that the Lord can do things. Recently, it was the first time I really have a burden for the religious, you know, the Orthodox Jewish. And I've seen the Lord opening new doors in the streets because for the first time, some came to me and we had a real biblical discussion about the Messiah. And I thank the Lord for that because He's able to do that. What seems to be impossible, He does that.
Amen. So it seems that the Lord is opening some doors, and of course He requires us to be faithful to Him as we share His truth with others, both Jew and Gentile. Again, we have our dear brother and Jewish believer, Didier Silverstein, with us here today from Marseille, France, and thank you for joining us, Didier.
Thank you.
All right. May God bless you, and hope you tune in next time. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.